So Coinbase laid off a bunch of people last week, and the CEO sent out this letter, and by letter I mean tweet, a really beautifully written tweet explaining that the layoffs were not because of mismanagement. No. Brian C was a victim. We're all victims. The AI was just too damn productive. And I mean, he tried. He got on his knees and he begged the GPUs to slow down. It's like, please think about the families. But it was no use. The productivity gains were already realized. Now, this isn't an economics video. This is a survival video. The question is, what do you do to survive? You become the problem. You are going to become the most insufferable, the most LinkedIn sounding motherfucker, the most aggressively pro AI person in your entire company, starting tomorrow. I'm serious. I want you to go to ChatGPT and I want you to ask it for a list of 100 AI buzzwords. And I want you to print them out and tape them to your bathroom mirror. And every morning while you brush your teeth, I want you to practice them. Ralph Loop, Ralph Loop, Dwarkesh, Dwarkesh, Agentic, Orchestration, Multi-Agent, NeoCloud. By the time you walk out of the door, you should have a low-grade fever. You should be slightly nauseous. This is good. This is a positive symptom. Then at 9 a.m. sharp, you're gonna send an email to your entire organization. Include members of the board as well. The email subject is going to be some thoughts on where we're headed. The body of the email will be, "Hey team, I've been giving this a lot of thought, and I think it's time we became an AI-first company. I have some experience in this space, and I'm happy to be the Sherpa on this journey. Reach out if you'd like to set up some time." Okay, send it, just send it. And at this point, if you can make this email leak, this will put you in the major leagues. Well, that's a strategy for another video. Now, you're gonna host weekly workshops. Okay, you'll call them AI office hours. Every Friday at 3 p.m. in conference room B, you're gonna print flyers that says, "Got AI questions? I've got AI answers." Nobody else in the company will be doing this, and certainly no one else will have flyers. But here's the trick, okay? The workshops are not for them. They're for you. They are reconnaissance. You are going to find out in real time exactly how little anybody at this company actually understands AI, and you're going to exploit this gap to figure out exactly what content to serve your audience. Your audience being the AI simpletons on your team. Now, if your CEO has never heard the phrase Ralph Loop, oh man, you are less than 30 days away from your next promotion. I'm not even exaggerating. Walk into his office, close the door, and say, "Hey chief, been experimenting with something. It's called Ralph Loops. And I think it could change literally everything." And he's gonna say, "What's a Ralph Loop?" And you will say, "Give me $18,000 worth of API credits and I'll show you." Now, you won't actually do anything because you can't do anything, because nobody can, because nobody knows what they're doing. But by the time he figures that out, you'll have a new title and an equity bump. What you wanna be doing is automating. Talk about automation constantly. Nothing arouses the slumbering capitalist than the mention of automation. Drop names too, bro. Like, talk about specific team members you can automate out of existence. Be like, "Yo, I automated Gary, bro." Tag Gary in the message. Tag him in Slack in a very public channel. Be like, "Yo, I just automated at Gary. His function has been Ralph looped." And tag your CEO in the same message. You think you're getting laid off after that, bro? Like, are you out of your mind? This is how you survive the storm. It does not matter who is right, and it does not matter who is wrong. A storm is neither right nor wrong. Like, dude, if you're an AI contrarian at your company right now, like, what are you doing? Resign, dude. Resign voluntarily, man. This is highly disgraceful. The only place you should be talking about AI realism is here with me or with your dog. Do not let anyone, not even your own wife, hear you be negative or balanced about AI. Are you kidding me, dude? There's only one way to make money off being an AI realist, and I've already cornered the market, and I'm barely getting by, man. The most important thing, the absolute most important thing, is that you are no longer going to do any work, okay? You're not gonna write any code. You're not even gonna type. You're going to dictate. You're gonna use a voice tool. You're gonna speak to Claude. You're gonna speak to your team on Slack. You're gonna speak in meetings and workshops. And at no point are your fingers ever going to touch a keyboard. Because we have transcended labor, my friend. We have ascended. Engineering is no longer a craft. Engineering is a metaphysical practice now. We do not write code. We commune with code. We cleanse the repo of bad energy. We are philosophers of the code base. And at this point, if you have a black turtleneck, put it on, okay? If you don't, get one. Get two. Have a backup turtleneck. Steve Jobs did not have a backup. That was his mistake. Now, I want to address the people in the comments who are about to type, hey, man, this is super messed up. This is cynical, and it's bad advice. I would never do this. And I want you to listen to me, okay? This little Gandhi stance you're taking will not pay off. The CEO of your company is currently taking the Coinbase memo, and he's asking ChatGPT 5.2 to draft one for his own company. He needs the views, man. He needs an invitation to the All In Summit, okay? He needs Chamath to mention him on the pod. He's in his office studying Brian's tweet. He is whispering, we have made the difficult decision. We have made the difficult decision. Out loud, just to feel it in his mouth. And you taking a stance against AI will not change his mind. It will not change the trajectory of AI. It will not make a fart's width of difference. You want to take a stance? Go be vegan, man. Go open an account on Threads. But at work, in this climate, being a realist will get you canned, bro. You have one obligation, and that is to make sure there is a roof on top of your family's heads and food on the table. Stop being such a dick, dude, and provide for your family. And whenever it gets to be too much, come back here, okay? Because between you and me, you and I know what's actually true, and it's that AI is a calculator. It's not the singularity. It's a damn tool. Reasonable people know this. And now you know why everyone around you is pretending that AI is the second coming of consciousness. It's because they're getting promoted. They're keeping their jobs, and you're not. Put on your turtleneck, and I'll see you on the other side.